welcome to this special podcast on the Union Budget 2021. This day was most awaited by India Inc., common taxpayers, stock market, and the citizens who have been closely watching the Indian economy. Let's discuss some of the important highlights from the budget announcements made by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. To push growth, especially through infrastructure plans, the FM hiked the government's capital expenditure for FY 2022 by 34.5% to Rs. 5.54 lakh crore. On top of that, the centre will provide an additional 2 lakh crore to the states and bodies for their capex needs. The capital expenditure for the current fiscal year has been increased to 4.39 lakh crore compared to the budgeted 4.12 lakh crore. The centre is targeting a fiscal deficit of 6.8% of GDP for the year FY 2022, which will gradually come down below 4.5% of the GDP by FY 26. This will require amendments to the Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act. Stating that fighting the COVID-19 pandemic remains the center's biggest priority, Nirmala Sitharaman also rolled out a Rs. 2.46 lakh crore healthcare budget for FY 2022, with Rs. 35,000 crore earmarked for COVID vaccination. PM Atmanirbhar Swasth Bharat Yojana will also be launched, which has an outlay of Rs. 64,180 crore over 6 years. FM Nirmala Sitharaman also said that the scheme will develop capacities of primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare systems and strengthen existing national institutions. Giving a boost to the infrastructure projects, the FM announced a National Bank for Financing Development, which will help infrastructure financing in the country. As much as Rs. 5 lakh crore will be lent by a developmental finance institution or DFI over 3 years. By introducing a bill, the DFI will provide Rs. 20,000 crore to launch the National Asset Monetization Pipeline to fund new infrastructure projects. The minister also said that the National Infrastructure Pipeline has been expanded to 7,400 projects. Speaking about the government's disinvestment program, the FM has pegged a disinvestment target of 1.75 crore. This will include the privatization of 2 PSU banks, the IPO of LIC, privatization of Air India, Bharat Petroleum, Container Corporation of India or CONCOR, and Shipping Corporation of India. To aid the banking sector, the FM announced plans to set up a new asset reconstruction company and asset management company as part of a strategy to clean up banks' balance sheets. These entities are what experts call a bad bank, which collects all stressed assets in the system. Now let's look at the tax reforms. The foremost announcement has been that the senior citizens above the age of 75, having only pensions, are exempted from filing income tax. For deposit insurance cover, a better policy framework will be devised by the government and the RBI for bank depositors to claim their deposit insurance cover when the banks get into trouble. Directing some reforms to the citizens who lost their jobs and who had to take up freelancing jobs during the COVID year, social security benefits will also now be extended to gig and platform workers. E-commerce workers will be brought under Employees State Insurance Scheme, Employees Provident Fund, and the Minimum Wage Rule. Women will now be allowed to work in all categories, including night shifts. The budget has given further push to faceless assessment and aims to make it more robust. A dispute resolution committee will be set up, and anyone with taxable income of up to Rs. 50 lakh and disputed income of up to Rs. 10 lakh can approach this committee. In order to reduce mis-selling of financial products, the FM announced the setting up of an investment charter. This charter will pertain to investors of all products across the financial sector, and it could lay down the rights of investors and grievance mechanism in case they have a complaint. The timeline for reopening of assessment under the income tax returns will now go down to 3 years from the present 6 years. Serious tax evasions also will only pertain to cases where there is an evidence of concealment of Rs. 50 lakh or more in a year. Apart from tax deduction at source or TDS, details of capital gains and interest from banks and post offices will be pre-filled to improve the tax compliance and also to help the taxpayers to file their taxes quickly and efficiently. Regarding housing, the benefits available to those who avail deduction for buying an affordable home will now be extended to those who take a housing loan until March 31st, 2022. If you're looking for a new instrument to invest in, the Budget 2021 also announced that infrastructure debt funds will now be available to raise funds by issuing tax-efficient zero-coupon bonds. This will also play a role in boosting the infrastructure. There is also a change in double taxation on NRIs, especially those who return to India. Relief is also being looked at for those who face difficulty in getting credit for tax paid in India. Lastly, just to take a look at how the markets are reacting to the budget, the BSE Sensex surged to more than 1,700 points after the budget speech. The banking, auto, financial services, metal and realty indices gained 3 to 5% as the announcements took place. Bank Nifty has crossed the 33,000 level, unfolding a fresh leg of rally for the banking index. That's a wrap on this podcast. Do stay logged on to the Money Control website to find our in-depth coverage of the Union Budget. Thank you for listening.